Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. How best to provide post-secondary education to Massachusetts students with intellectual disabilities is the focus of a new report from a state task force. The 27-page report from the Task Force on Higher Education for Students with Intellectual Disabilities and Autism Spectrum Disorder is being released today. The task force is headed by Ashland State Representative Tom Santacondro, who joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you tell us, first off, your task force looked at how students with intellectual disabilities are faring right now in post-secondary education. What are some of the key things you found?
Well, one of the things that we saw, probably the biggest thing we saw, is how it transformed their lives. I think that there's a challenge for a lot of people to think of people with intellectual disabilities in higher education. But we've been doing this in Massachusetts now for about 8 years. What we've been doing is actually including them in the regular classes with non-disabled students.
Is this at particular schools or all schools across the Commonwealth?
Well, it's all at our public schools, colleges and universities, and it's through the whole system. It's through the community college, the state university, and at the UMass system.
And when you say intellectual disabilities, and you're talking about and autism spectrum disorder, what specifically, are we talking about all kids with learning disabilities, or what are
No, we're talking about the most significantly impacted students. We're talking about students with IQ 70 or below who would have multiple challenges of handling life skills, planning meals, being able to live independently. So this is the huge paradigm shift when we look at how do we take these students that we're talking about and then educate them in higher education, which is typically looked at as for the most gifted students. What we're saying is that higher education is the gateway to opportunity and that we need to give these students that opportunity.
And so then what do you do to support these students in a regular classroom? What do you do on the side?
Typically, they have someone called an educational coach who goes with them and may sit in the back of the classroom and take notes. Also work with them outside of the classroom to sort of pre-teach and post-teach what they've covered in the classroom.
In terms of how widespread this is, how is access for these students?
Right now, it's being run as a pilot program. The task force found that the results of this program were so good that we really need to expand this across the Commonwealth and really put our focus on educating these students with this model because the outcomes were so tremendous.
In the pilot program, how many students are we talking about? And if you were to expand it, how many students would we be talking about?
The task force, I think we've actually educated a few hundred students. The population that this affects is probably at any one point about 3,000 students. Mm-hmm. So there's a potential to really make a difference in a lot of students' lives.
What do you say to folks who say, you know, that for all students, maybe our push toward college and higher education is short-sighted because maybe not all students should be in a college classroom. Maybe some should be in other types of post-secondary training.
Well, I think the reality is that we know as society and our culture gets more advanced, that people need more education. And I think what we're looking at for these students and students with intellectual disabilities is saying that we want to give these students the same opportunity as everybody else. And when we don't do that, we're really shortchanging these students.
How much would it cost, do you think, to provide these types of supports in post-secondary education for the students who need them in Massachusetts?
What we're looking for in this year's budget is just $1.5 million to start to scale this program. And I think that we can't scale it right away. So that's what we're looking at in this year's budget. Probably what we're looking at is for an expansion is probably in the nature of $5 to $7 million to run this program across the state.
Ashland State Representative Tom Santacondro, who heads the task force that's releasing a report today on higher education for students with intellectual disabilities and autism spectrum disorder. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.